This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always say stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on, I can't believe some of these stories, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. You need to be engaged. You need to be involved. You need to be there, if you would. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know, if you head up to the website, and you hop on the website, give me an email address, but I'm trying to go to the store. If you go to the store, we have T-shirts there. We have coffee mugs. We have all kinds of stuff. And it helps support the show. That's number one, and I'm sure you wouldn't mind doing that, right? But number two, It also tells me that you're interested, you want to be engaged, you want to be involved, you want to be part of a bigger thing than you. So anyhow, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time you're involved. I do appreciate the time that you give me, no matter what it is, you know, no matter what it is you're trying to do with me or want to do with me. All right, the next story, some of you older folks remember this. Our next couple comes to us all the way from Ireland. They got married a few years back, but seem to be having trouble in their marriage now. Matter of fact, so much trouble that she can no longer find her husband. How she found him in the first place, though, I would never know because he was a ghost. That's right, the Irish woman, an Irish woman who married the ghost of a 300-year-old pilot, a pirate, not a pilot, wow. I wouldn't fly with a 300-year-old pilot, but anyway. Pirate claims the couple have split up. Amanda Teague, 46, from Drogon. Now, listen, if you're from Ireland and I massacre these, it's not on purpose. Cut me some slack. Amanda Teague, 46, from Drogheda, County Louth, married the Haitian pirate named Jack earlier this year. I guess she doesn't know Jack. Boom, boom, tsh. Thank you very much. The wedding to her soulmate took place on board a boat in the international waters off the Irish coast. However, the Irish Mirror reports the couple have called it a day after less than a year. taking to social media, Amanda said, "So I feel it's time to let everyone know that the marriage is over. I'll explain it all in due course, but for now, all I want to say is I haven't seen him in several months." Get it? Ghost hasn't? Nah, never mind. I'll explain it all in due course, but for now, all I want to say is it's very careful when dabbing into spirituality. It's not something to mess with. The split is another blow for Jack after he was purportedly executed for thieving on the high seas in the 1700s. Now he's lost one of the only loves of his life. Pirates of the Caribbean fan Amanda previously told the Irish Post how she spent £4,000 to look like Captain Jack Sparrow. You know, Johnny Depp's character in the film? I can't stand it. You know, These people, you know, they're out there in society, right? They're out there among us. I would love to know if any of you know these kind of people. No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. I mean, I can't even imagine. When people come over, hey, how's that come over? Have dinner with me and Jack. Right? I mean, wouldn't you be wigged out if you saw, you know, the beer mug? Or what do they use over there? Not even a mug. What do they call it? Like a barrel? See, this is where I wish Xander was still here. Right? But who did this? Who encouraged her? You think anybody in her family over the last couple of years, but you know he's a ghost. He's really not here. You know that, right? Think about the romantic evenings in that house. Yeah, I can't envision those either. New study says that white liberals... Oh, you got to agree with this one. New study says that white liberals dumb themselves down when they speak to black people. I've seen this actually on Facebook. People I know who are white, people I know who are liberals, talking down to blacks. It's disgusting. This is along the same line when they come at you and they say, well, the reason you can't force black people to show ID is because they have a hard time getting it. Like they don't know how to get an ID. Like they don't know how to get the DMV. Like they don't have two nickels to rub together or even friends that will take them down to get an ID. Right? It's just nuts. Let's say you've recently joined a book club. Before each meeting, one member of the literary collective sends an email to the club secretary offering a few thoughts on the assigned text. This month, it's your turn to compose the brief review. Now, a new study suggests that words you use may depend on whether the club secretary name is Emily, which is stereotypically a white name, or Lakeisha, a stereotypical black name. If you're a white liberal writing to Emily, you might use words like melancholy, euphoric, to describe the mood of the book. Whereas you might trade those terms for simpler, sad, or happy, if you're corresponding with Lakeisha. I would use sad or happy if I was responding to most people under 30. It wouldn't matter what color you were. So if you're a white conservative, your diction won't depend on the presumed race of your color. We'll deal with more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a minute. Really, come on back. You'll enjoy.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems. Using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
This is the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Seriously. Be part of the conversation. Because I do very much like when I see what you're writing and getting involved in the conversation, being whether you're in the chat room, on the website, in your chat room on Facebook. It's kind of cool to see what you guys have to say and what you're taking away from it. And truly, when it comes to the, what do you call it there? God bless. I'm having one of those moments. you know, when it comes to when I have a guest on or a topic on, you guys grab stuff that I miss stuff. And I guess that's why I have you around, too, so you can grab all the stuff that I miss. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we were talking about how the Dems, the liberals, whatever, they have a double standard. Well, they have a double standard for everything. We already know that. But a new study shows that when liberals talk to blacks or minorities, they dumb down their conversation. And I don't buy for a minute that they don't know they're doing it. I think they're taught to do it. Because if you think about it, when it comes to entitlements and other things, the Dems are always saying, we need to help you with this because, basically, you're too stupid to do it on your own. We need to help you get into colleges because you're too stupid to do it on your own. We need to help you in the black community get IDs because you're too stupid to do it on your own. Right? I mean, Nancy Pelosi herself started to call the lower socioeconomic rung of people, of voters, she started calling them, instead of blue-collar workers, she started calling them low-information voters. These were her own people when she knew that they were losing the race. Right? The racial political disparity is among the discoveries made by a pair of social psychologists in a paper coming out in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. That's a peer-reviewed scientific journal, and it's published by the American Psychological Association. Cindy Dupree, an assistant professor of the organizational behavior at Yale School of Management, and Susan Fisk, a professor of psychology and public affairs at Princeton, they document what they call a competence downshift. And it's almost always exhibited by white liberals, especially when they're interacting with racial minorities. The findings, based on what the authors stress, is preliminary evidence, raise difficult questions about aspirations for so-called post-racial society. The results reveal how subtle forms of discrimination may coincide with progress towards equal treatment. The paper identifies a significant reduction in the expression of explicit prejudice and endorsement of negative stereotypes. I mean, it goes on to talk about how when a liberal perceives you as being uneducated, they talk down to you. In other words, you know how we're always told when it comes to children? They want you to get down to their level. Don't use words that are too big. Actually, preferably, get down on one knee so you're face-to-face with them, so they don't feel so intimidated by you. Isn't this amazing? No, really, seriously. I love this stuff. Because they'd never admit to anything like this, because they don't do stuff like this. Just ask them to tell you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Here, this is even better. Now, I know the story's a couple days old, but this just doesn't get any better. You've got Ted Lieu. He's a conservative. Not on your life. He's a representative from California, Democrat. On CNN earlier this week, he said that he'd love to be able to regulate speech. He said, the First Amendment prevents me from doing that. I would love to be able to regulate content of speech, Lieu stated. The First Amendment prevents me from doing so, looking very sad and beat up. He said, it's simply a function of the First Amendment, but I think over the long run, it's better the government does not regulate the content of speech. Lieu then added that private companies should better regulate speech themselves. So in other words, I might not be able to do it, but you guys over there in the companies, you might be able to pull it off. Right? In other words, he wants them to regulate. He wants to reach out to them, try to make it. It's no different than the Second Amendment workaround for Gavin Newsom, which is guns, yes, ammunition, no. What if we use that on everything? Let's say I agree with Newsom. Okay? And what if I say to you that I agree with Newsom that since the Second Amendment doesn't specifically state that you can have ammunition, then he's right. We can't have ammunition, but you can have guns. Would that hold for, I don't know, abortion? Right? I mean, we can't find anywhere in the Constitution where it specifically says you're allowed to have an abortion. I mean, I'm just using their logic. Let's use their logic. Same-sex marriage. Let's go. We can go through every one of those issues that they try to make heartstring issues and say, look, if you use the logic in one place, you have to use it in the other. Doesn't specifically say that illegal immigrants have a right to vote, so therefore they should have a right to vote. I mean, we could do this all day. Anyway, Lou added that private companies should be better regulate speech themselves. He said, I would urge these private sector companies to regulate better themselves, but it's really nothing that I believe government can do. It's just the way he said it and the way he laid it out that makes it so great. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? And there's a million of these stories out there. There's a million of these stories out there about, you know, these things that are going on. And there are little stories that fly by that nobody actually gets their hands on. And you need to. You need to be out there beating this stuff up. You need to be out there all over this. I mean, that whole thing with the Affordable Care Act, you know, you might believe that that's something small and it really doesn't mean much to anything, but I'm telling you, it's a big deal because it puts a crack in the Affordable Care Act. It puts a crack in its settled law, because apparently it's not. Unless, of course, you want to get on the case of a judge, and we've already been told by the left that you really can't beat on the judiciary. It's not right. Right? They're people just trying to uphold the law. I'm going to see your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
DHS head Christian Nielsen tells Fox News the 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died of dehydration and shock last week at the U.S. border while in custody by the Border Patrol is heart-wrenching, but it points out the dangers of crossing the border illegally.
We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation, but again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The girl was flown to a hospital in El Paso, where she suffered cardiac arrest and died. She was part of a group of around 160 illegal aliens who crossed the border illegally. Wall Street ended the week on a sour note as the S&P 500 falls to its lowest close since April, and it's now down 3% for the year. The S&P 500 index fell 50 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 496 points, or 2%, and the NASDAQ Composite skidded 159 points, or 2.3%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation, being part of what's happening around us. You know, I mean seriously. The more, you know, I'm watching the more and more stories, or more and more of the stories that are coming after Trump. I mean, you got the AG in New York, who I'm sure the only reason she was voted in was to do what she said she was going to do, which is she's basically going to do nothing but hunt down, look for, deal with every transaction that Trump, the Trump family, and Trump affiliates have been through. They're going to make it so miserable, so bad to do business with Trump. That's what they're going to do. Right? It's just amazing. They're real pieces of crap, these people. That's right. I have no respect for an AG who comes in and she thinks that her only job is to go after Donald Trump. The hate is just amazing. And I tell you what, when you're there having a conversation with somebody, especially a Democrat nowadays, when you talk about what he has done, what he did do, when it comes to unemployment and other things, there's two responses you get from them. Either the brain shuts down, and they have this blank stare they look at you with, or they tell you that was because of Obama, which shows you how easily they are yanked around. It's just, it's so wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see, what do we got here? Video shows Schumer and Hillary and Obama all agreeing, this is driving nuts, with Trump on border security, right? And this is before they knew he supported it. Now, the border security is now utterly, according to them, cruel, barbaric, bigoted, that Democrats are willing to shut down the government if President Trump requests funding for the border wall. In fact, not only have they shown willingness to shut, you know, to shut part of the government down, but one very prominent member of the Democrat caucus is willing to get in a, tickle fight with a skunk over it. I personally don't know why you'd want to forcibly make a member of a family that has, you know, stinkiness giggle. I mean, this is his term, it's not mine. Right? Or why a fantastically rich house power broker from San Francisco is trying to spin a new country idiom. But there you go. Border security is bad, very bad. It's basically George Wallace lighting your money on fire and putting the foot of the government on a poor woman and children from war-torn Honduras. So some of, and I know some of you loons listen to the show on the left locally. I'm watching your Facebook posts on how barbaric and mean and terrible it is that we're shutting families from coming into this country out. People who need food and water and shelter. What about the people here? What about our veterans that need help? What about their families that have been put on the street? What about the kids that we have in our own communities that are sleeping on the bridges that don't have food? Do you care about them? You obviously don't. Because what are you doing for them? Instead of sitting on Facebook and whining about what we're not doing for every child, foodless child on the face of the planet. You're just a bunch of hypocrites. That's really what it boils down to. When you take care of our kids here, when you take care of our families here, when you go out of your way to take care of our vets here, then fine. Until then, nothing you says has meaning. Considering it's all these horrible things, surely the Democrats have always been opposed to it, right? Well, back when it was politically advantageous to their base, right, to sound somewhat reasonable, they were perfectly fine with it. And it wasn't that long ago. Do you remember with Donald Trump? I mean, listen, here's the Donald. Maybe. Let's see if I can make it work.
The Democrats are absolute hypocrites. All along, they've been supporting walls and supporting fences and supporting all sorts of border security.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
Look, I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked.
The fact is they've always supported fences and walls and partitions, but you know what? They only don't want to do it because of me. They have to put the people ahead of politics. We need to have...
This is I've been saying this for a long time. Their hate for him is so deep and so blinding that they don't even remember that they said it. Even the stuff that makes sense that they said, even the stuff that we were on the same side, even the stuff we could get on the same page with and have been, they now can't stomach. They now can't do. Right? Think about that. So in their mind, even if it's a good, and I said this before, remember, some of the executive orders that he's issued were almost word for word what President Oblamos were. And then they called him wrong. But they didn't call him wrong when he did it. It is a syndrome. It is a sickness.
Have the wall. We need border security. Whatever it takes to get border security, I will do it. I pledged that a long time ago, and I will pledge it always. We've done a really fantastic job with what we have. We can do an almost perfect job if we have the wall and proper border security. And that's what we're going to do for the American people. Thank you.
Wouldn't that be great? If they actually let him do it, wouldn't that be great? Now, if they want to shut down, let them shut it down. I'm sorry, I'm okay with that. And frankly, I'm tired of hearing about how the Republicans will get blamed for it. Who cares? What did it do for us this time? The one, almost every one of the Republicans on the way out of the House deserved to be leaving. Okay, they stood up for nothing. The president could have got more done if they grew a spine and would have helped him. And I'm tired of hearing about, well, you don't understand how it works. Well, actually, no, I do understand how it works. And it was very evident that those that were not so much pro-Trump, but pro-Trump policies, pro-America, I'm tired of hearing pro-Trump, anti-Trump, pro-this, anti-this. No, no, you're either pro-America or you're anti-America. One of the two. And whoever you are, not truly, honestly protecting our borders and just talking about it, makes you anti-America, anti-U.S. So, no, I don't believe them anymore. I don't believe the majority of them want to protect our border. I think they're playing the game. I mean, I'm actually even, my mindset is starting to change to the point where I used to say, you know, they're not just bringing them in. They do care about them. They don't want to just want them for the vote. No, they do want them for the vote. They're losing the black vote. They're losing the black community. President Trump's ratings among the black community are growing. And they're going to lose that community. You know why they're going to lose that? They're going to lose that because they're not going to be dependent on the Democrats, because more of them are working, more of the kids are working, more of the kids have opportunities. And how do you vote against that? Right? So the wall became more of a symbol than a real plan, I guess. At least for the Democrats. And remember, she said, Hillary said, I voted numerous times for the senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. And I don't know what the difference is. Again, they're making a bigger difference between a fence and a barrier and a wall. Is it a wall a barrier? Is it a fence a barrier? It also got the vote of a young senator from Illinois. Remember him? Barack Hussein Obama. Remember him? He voted for the wall. So I guess I don't understand. Again, this is why they hate the interweb. There's too much stuff up there that comes back to bite them. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. The MSNBC hosts, they blast Melania. We're going to talk about how sexist they really are. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com.
announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
I like it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay. Let's get to it. I wasn't going to do the story, but I will anyway, because I like it. You know, we always hear about how, President Trump is not popular, he's not this, he's not that. Mr. Obama was so great and so wonderful, so popular, so everything. I mean, really, apparently the planets revolve around his head and, seas part and life just gets better when Obama's around. I don't know for who, but I'm just saying, this is what they tell us. So I actually went out and I started looking at Rasmussen reports. Has a great interactive chart. It shows you from the day that President Trump was elected all the way through to today. And same thing with President Obama. Where they were in their presidency and where the happiness is, right? The happy level. So if you go out to Rasmussen Reports, you're going to see it out there. And if you look at this chart, you will see early on that the approval ratings from the day that he was sworn in, where both of them started, they weren't that different. There was like a 3-point difference between Obama and Trump. And then as you move through, again, the difference isn't that much. It's 5 points, 7 points. There's never 30 points or a 20-point split, really. They're always smaller numbers. And actually, in the same time, in, you know, if you match them up in a year, 14 months, 16 months, 18 months, what have you, you start to see as it moves forward, there's a convergence between the two. So, in February of 18 and February of 10, you know, 2010, 2018, respectively, this is when they both were in office a little over a year. Their approval ratings were exactly the same. For the same point in time, in the same place in their presidencies, their approval ratings, and they stayed that way. I mean, fluctuations of 2 points here, 3 points there, up and down. Yes, President Trump's ahead, President Obama's ahead. President Obama's ahead, it just fluctuates back and forth. But always only within 2 or 3 points. If you have the luxury of being able to see this, you'll see I've got the chart up on the screen. And even September of this year, right, again, coming into the second year, or, you know, the full first year of the pregnancy, second year of the presidency, God, they're not even working right. You've got President Trump in at 47, President Obama in at 47. So they talk about how much he's hated, how much he's disliked, how bad he's doing. But the reality is, it's not true. You come in November, right? 2 years, almost 2 years exactly, from when he was elected. And he's beating Obama again in the, yeah, no polling data then. Anyway, in the approval ratings. So there's no way you can say, there's no way anybody can say that President Obama, all throughout his presidency, was so much more popular than President Trump. It's not, just not true. And just the other day when they did the poll again, Trump was at a 49% approval rating. Obama, at the same exact time in his presidency, was at a 44% approval rating. So don't let them bullpucky you, for lack of a better term, in believing that President Obama was, is, and has been a much more popular president than President Trump, because it's not true. Really that simple. And I did not know till this week that we only have now the Rasmussen reports. Gallup no longer does these reports. And, you know, whether you like Rasmussen or not, I've never been a big fan of only one person or one group being able to pull this information together. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, talking about being petty, which they're really good at. Or the left is really good at, I should say. The MSNBC host blasts Melania, and you really get to see how sexist these boneheads are, for real. So let's see if I can pull that one up. Come on, you can do it. Anyway, while it's doing its job, or trying to do its job, the writer says, I hate feeding into the leftist frenzy of labeling everything some sort of ism, whether it's sexism, racism, or whatever else there is. You know, it seems, whatever else the gripe of the month might be, but sometimes you just have to call out hypocrisy, and it's all over the place on the left. It's not hard to call out the utter absurdity of the left, especially when it comes to the issue of tolerance. and I've always said to you, when it comes to tolerance and equality, they always talk about it. They don't really mean it. They don't really know what it is, I guess. Think of some of the things that the left has labeled sexism or sexist in 2018. Remember, we've done these stories, so I know these are true. Air conditioning, iPhones, McDonald's Happy Meals, they've all been slammed as sexist. Now, again, those are crazy claims. We know this. Anyone with a shred of common sense can figure this out on their own. They don't need me to figure that out for them. And yet, where's the outcry from the left over MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell's latest Twitter? His comments, he slams the First Lady for no real reason. Now, O'Donnell's on the left. The left is, I mean, again, they're so cowardly. They can only get together with their own. They can't get anybody with two brain cells from the right on CNN to talk with them. The only thing you need to know about Melania is she's a Trump blank, O'Donnell tweeted. She's a Trump by choice. Right? I mean, and he made it really derogatory. Now, there was some backlash to O'Donnell's comments, but nothing compared to if a Fox News host were to post something like that. Think about it. What if a Fox News host voted or posted their disdain for Michelle Obama? It would have been terrible, right? Katie Pavlich writes, or tweeted, how patriarchal to define a woman only by the man she's married to. It's true. Like she's never done anything on her own. I love Jimmy Kimmel makes fun of her for knowing six languages. Jimmy Kimmel can barely speak English. How do you make fun of somebody who knows more than you, smarter than you are? Right? Because he's got money, all of a sudden he's somebody? I mean, you want to talk about the pot calling the kettle black? You remember Kimmel's Man Show? Remember all the sexism stuff he said? Has he ever apologized for that? Has he ever said, well, I was young and I was stupid, and I really shouldn't have done things like that? It was one of the most popular shows on. Now, Melania gets attacked from the left on a regular basis, right? And most of the time it's just for being married to Donald Trump. Think about the hate it takes to wish such nasty, lonely stuff on somebody. They want him to be alone, no friends, no money, broke, and sleeping in the streets. That's what they want for Donald Trump. Because he's been so bad, so nasty, so terrible. The Clintons stole hundreds of millions of dollars from the Haitian people, and yet they love him. Billy Bob Clinton sexually assaulted women, had to pay them to go away. Mrs. Clinton, I don't even know what you want to call it, defended her husband's action by shaming the victims, and they love her. I mean, let's walk through this. The nonviolent people say, love Trump's hate? Holder talking about kicking them. Kicking people who don't agree. Hillary Clinton calling for violence. I mean, they're all calling for violence. And we're the nasty ones. They don't see it. They don't see it because they're blind to it. They don't see it because they believe in it. Maybe truly, if some of you on the right really believed in your cause as much as they do, you'd still have a major majority in the House, a major majority in the Senate, and President Trump able to get his work done. But we're too busy being nice. You know what? I'm going to leave you with this thought for the weekend. No more. You can be civil or nice or I don't know what you want to call it, respectful. Stop playing the game. You don't agree with them, you don't give them money. You don't agree with them, you don't walk them. Call them out. Call out your city council members. Call out your school board members. Call out your water board members. Do not let these people get away with anything. Yes, I said these people. Have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write the number down because you're going to need it someday. 844-855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. The Real Side with Joe Messina. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.